World Championship and Olympic bronze medalists, spending 7 hours in the pool daily with one aim in mind, gold in Paris in 2024. If they get there, twin synchronized swimmers Vlada and Marina Alexeeva will do so against the odds. Displaced from their home in Kharkiv, their former training facility shelled to rubble, it is not just the destruction of war that stands in their way, but the politics of international sport.
For us, it's of course not allowed Russian sportsmen without Russian,
because
anywhere.
Yeah. It's first of all, sports, it's
for peace.
New guidelines from the World Olympics body could see athletes from Russia and Belarus competing as neutrals.
If the International Olympic Committee does in fact allow Russian and Belarusian athletes to compete at next year's Olympic Games in Paris, well, then it could cost many Ukrainians dear. The government here is threatening to ban its athletes from taking part if it means competing with the enemy.
Ukrainian athletes have already paid the highest price. The war has claimed 262 of the country's brightest competitors and destroyed hundreds of sports facilities. The sisters are adamant their dream must not be jeopardized further.
We will do everything in our power not to allow them into competition because this is an immoral position.
Sport is about peace, and there can be no peace with Russian and Belarusian athletes competing.
Decathlete Volodymyr Androshuk had a glittering career ahead of him. His best friend Dimitro says Volodymyr was widely tipped for Olympic success next year. It was, says Dimitro, his drive to win that led Volodymyr to join the army.
All athletes are very strong people. If they don't have character and will, they will not last very long in sport. And it is that which makes them go to war, to fight for family, loved ones, and country.
Volodymyr was killed in eastern Ukraine in January. Another blow to the country's Olympic hopes, which his fellow competitors are determined to keep alive. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.